This will be the first weekend that we're going to go hit an apple orchard. Because you know how much I love apples,
people. Yeah, you're a big fan.
I'm a huge apple guy. And this time of the year, when you can go get tree-fresh apples. Now, I'm not the guy who goes and picks his own. Are you kidding? I'm far too crippled up and lazy to do that. I think lazy more than crippled up to go pick them off the tree. But most orchards, knowing there are profiles like that, will pick a bunch and then you can buy them. So I'm looking forward to that. There's not much I look forward to in the fall season, but orcharding. I do enjoy going to get fresh grown tree apples, Macintosh specifically. Although I'm not against other varieties of said apple. So hopefully I can bag a nice stash of Macs over the weekend.
All right, so I was actually going to ask you about this, because when I was looking, and you're my apple go-to guy.
Sure.
And I was looking at apples in the grocery store, not tree apples. Well, they came, I guess, ultimately from
a tree. Well, they all come from a tree, but what I'm saying.
Right. And I was trying to decipher which would be the most satisfying apple experience. And is it according to price? Because I was thinking the more expensive ones would be the better ones. But do I really want to spend like $7 a pound on apples? How do I do that?
I don't think the more expensive ones are the better ones. I think it all depends on the crop.
Okay.
Some apples, like a Honeycrisp, great apple. My wife's favorite apple. But there usually is a smaller crop of those.
Mm-hmm.
So those go for a little higher price.
Ah, I understand.
Granny Smith's, they come later in the season. Still a pretty good apple, especially for pies. But the price usually depends on the yield. So if it's a good year, in a good growing season, you can usually get a fairly decent price on, you know, any variety of apple.
What is the apples we should be avoiding?
Anything off of the neighbor's tree?
No.
I don't really know if there's, I guess,
what about
crab apples, maybe.
What about Red Delicious?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for tipping that into my brain, because Red Delicious, there certainly are red apples, but they're far from delicious. How they ever got that moniker, I'll never know. I despise Red Delicious apples. Now, we have a coworker who loves Red Delicious apples.
Really?
The problem with Red Delicious, I guess if they're freshly picked off a tree, they're fine. But boy, I wouldn't waste my orchard time picking a Red Delicious apple. A lot of them get so mealy. And that weird mealy, ugh. They're not that sweet. The skin is like thicker than most apples.
Yeah, so maybe that's what I'm thinking when it's the dissatisfying apple experience.
You ever chew on an apple skin? It's like,
yeah.
Red Delicious.
What I need to do, and my grandpa has this perfected, is peeling the apple with the knife, and not severely cutting yourself.
Wow, that's process. Old school.
Yeah, I need to observe that and learn that skill. Before
that's,
too long.
That's maybe right up there fall. With whittling.
Whittling. Yeah, I don't think he whittles, but he might have been something he would enjoy. He can't eat it, though, so that's the...
He can't eat wood.
Yeah.
Maybe if you whittled, beaver, of course,
if you whittled something edible, that would be...
You could whittle your apple into
it. Get a big chunk of gummy from Haribo and whittle your own gummy bears.
But, yeah, peeling the apple with the knife is a quality skill. That also requires a rocking chair and a back porch. Those are all requirements.
And
for
a policeman that says, where you going, son?
Where you going, son? They'll be doing a lot of that in Mount Airy, North Carolina during the Mayberry Festival.
Oh.
This guy is sitting on porches slicing apples.
Where you going, son?
What are you doing? Where are you going? How Rockwellian of us.
That's Americana right there.
Ain't that America, said John Mellencamp, for you and me. I'm raising a coffee for you today while you're staring down your Red Delicious.